This is episode 1013. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part that's often overlooked as you go about your busy day and get all caught up in different dramas and even find yourself on other people's agenda every now and then. Well, meditation is a way to get back to your true inner nature, to put yourself back onto your own agenda. And in today's episode, you are going to be guided using a meditation technique that's very special. It's a technique from the Heart Math Institute, and we've been exploring this same technique in each episode this week. So we always focus on a particular theme for an entire week so that you can really master the qualities and enhance your life with these qualities. And when you focus on something for a week and bring it into your meditation, chances are it's going to rub off at least a little bit, sometimes a lot. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I offer a daily guided meditation technique, and I do a different technique every single day, customized around a theme that I mentioned changes out each week. And I offer the techniques here for you to take into your own meditation. And I also offer techniques because I find you can take these techniques off your meditation cushion or your meditation chair or wherever you meditate and into your life. So you can take them with you and use them throughout your day when you're stuck in traffic, when that person who seems to zap your energy is coming your way. You can use these techniques. They work wonders. So for today, it is a Wednesday as I record this, and every Wednesday, which averages out to be part four of each week's series, I share a mudra. Now, you don't have to be a mudra if you're a little worried about what a mudra is. You can simply listen to the other part of the technique that I always share and not do the mudra. But I do challenge you to try a mudra today, because most people tell me, and I hear from a lot of you, that mudras are now your go-to meditation technique. And I had meditated for over a decade before I even tried mudras myself. So they are a way to position your hands in a way that stimulates your nervous system. You have all these pressure points on your hands, and it stimulates your nervous system in a unique way. And that actually activates a corresponding region of your brain. So you can imagine how mudras could be beneficial. It's like yoga. When you stretch into a yoga pose, you do something similar, or even with acupressure. It's very similar to that. And today is a good day to try a mudra, because the mudra we're doing today is very easy. It's called the Hakini Mudra. Now, you can find a photo of the mudra over at Sip and Om. That is my website. It's SIPANDOM. And if you go actually to Sip and Om's Facebook page, I always load a photo there of the weekly mudra so you can see what it looks like. But as I mentioned, this week's mudra is pretty simple to do. To do it, it looks like you're holding your hands in a contemplative gesture. So you simply take your hands, using both your hands, and press your fingertips together and your thumbs together. So there's opening and a space within your hands. It's almost as if maybe you are holding a ball or something round in your hands and just your fingertips and your thumbs were touching. And your fingers are pointed upward. You could hold it at your chest or right there at your navel, your stomach region. This is the Hakini Mudra. And what does this mudra do for you? Well, it's customized for the Heart Math Institute meditation technique I'm going to share with you in just a moment. This is a mudra that helps you to focus on your emotional state, your heart awareness. And we've been exploring this week how we often think of our brains as being the control center for the rest of our body. But we now realize from scientific research that the heart and your other organs actually have their own little command center. So your heart can act independently of your brain, meaning it can think differently and feel differently all on its own. So the Heart Math Institute, the technique focuses on your heart center. And that's what this mudra will help you to do as well. So I'm layering a technique right onto the Heart Math Institute technique that I will be sharing now. So before I do share that, I just want to mention to you a little research to get you really in the mood for this technique. Now, this is coming from the March-April 2017 edition of the Well-Being Journal. And this is a journal I picked up in my natural health food store. It might be in your natural health food store, but it caught my eye because it is about the scientific benefits of meditation, at least this month's edition. So there are all kinds of articles in there about how to focus on your heart center and the benefits and on and on and on. So I want to share some of those with you. Now, this is from an article in that magazine by Tina Chadha, and she is an MD, and it's titled The Scientific Benefits of Meditation and Emotion. And she starts off saying how scientific research has helped to bring mindfulness and meditation into mainstream culture, medicine, and psychology, and how your doctor can now officially prescribe meditation as a treatment for depression or stress because meditation is now regarded as evidence-based. There's been so much research out there that now doctors feel comfortable prescribing meditation to help you with depression and other illnesses. Well, it used to be back in the 1930s where meditation was noted more for its physiological benefits, so how it impacted your physical body. And that was mostly notable in how your breath calmed your body instantly, in fact. So your breath, when you breathe deeply and calmly and evenly, this helps to calm your body and your emotional state as well. But back in the 30s, they were really focused on what it did for your body. They would notice that your heart rate would begin to slow down, that you would breathe more deeply rather than shallowly if you were anxious or nervous. They noticed people calming down. And so meditation was noted for that. Well, today we notice that meditation is specifically and more interestingly noted for its relationship with the mood continuum. And with meditation, one can observe such conditions as clinical depression and everyday happiness and well-being improve. So this is a great reason to focus on your heart center. And now to do that, you can hold that Hakini Mudra if you want to. You can hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You can hold it actually for as long as 5 to 15 minutes. There's actually scientific research on how long to hold these mudras. So 5 to 15 minutes on this Hakini Mudra can help you to focus on your emotional state, especially your heart intuition. So now, the Heart Math Institute, I'm going to get you started and then you take it from there. Meditate, this is the caveat, you have to take this technique and do it for at least 3 minutes, which is no problem for you. You're a pro at that. You can also do it for longer, of course. Always meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. End your meditation on a high note because that's going to keep you coming back for more. So let's get you into the Heart Math Institute heart-centered meditation technique. You can do it with the Hakini Mudra. If you don't do the Hakini Mudra, just rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. So as you settle into your meditation, you're going to want to take 5 to 6 peaceful breaths, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And this is going to calm your body. 5 to 6 peaceful breaths. And then you're going to start to focus on your heart center, bringing your emotions into this, calming your body with the breath, and then moving into your emotional state by focusing on your heart center and visualizing someone you love. This could be someone you're currently with or someone that you've known in your lifetime, who you had great love for. You could visualize yourself gazing at them and them gazing back at you. You could visualize a place where you love to experience peace, or even a symbol of peace that makes you feel deep love. Focus on this for at least 3 minutes and be sure to send out your love, your gratitude, your compassion right back out there. Go now into your meditation and do this for at least 3 minutes. Even if you're out walking, doing errands, try this. See what it does for you. And if you'd like to be guided in a half-hour meditation doing this technique, you can do that at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. There I have a subscription meditation site where you can have access to over 1,000 meditations, and you get a journal customized for each week's meditation series. And you also get a slowdown guide where I organize all the techniques and lay them out nicely for you so you can refer to them, so you can remember what the breathing technique was, what the affirmation was, what the mudra was. And you get a community of other meditators who do these meditations right along with you. So if you want to go deeper into meditation or even learn how to meditate, you can find support there. And while you're here, if you are here still listening, I'd love it if you could let me know how you're doing with these meditations by leaving a rating and review on iTunes. Those mean a lot to me. I read each one and appreciate your comments. It helps me to make these techniques better and more customized for you, and it helps others find the meditations as well. Do your technique, focusing on your breath as you inhale and exhale, visualizing someone you love deeply, sending out your love and gratitude, doing it for 3 minutes, at least 3 minutes. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.